My other favorite dealing with a New York person in a skyscraper in Manhattan story is about one of my editors who changed my life. She's wonderful, but I'm going to make fun of her anyway. She's not here. She's at her farm in Connecticut. I remember getting that call going, I'm just like you now. We bought a little farm up in Connecticut. I was like, I bet you're not just like me. But anyways, I'm just going to read a quick little excerpt from the book Coop that has to do with the cold and something that happens when it's cold. This morning while splitting wood, I attempted to clear my left nostril using a rustic maneuver known as the farmer snort and misfired badly. My Eustachian tubes have yet to assume their former diameter. I bubblegummed an eardrum, shot fizz out both tear ducts, and may have permanently everted one eyeball. I believe I sprained my uvula. The act of blowing one's nose without benefit of Kleenex is a skill appreciated along a wide spectrum of background and endeavor. Synonymous terms include fisherman's tissue and air hanky. And my personal favorite, which my New York City editor cut, snot rocket. See, I wish you would have been there, because I still remember being on the phone with her. And this passage was difficult for her as it was. But she finally, tone of resignation in her voice, she says, well, I guess I'll let you keep the farmer snort section, but snot rocket has got to go. And I said, well, you're the boss, but it is literature's loss. So. But I grew up calling it a farmer snort, because them's my people, and them's who taught me. The lessons were not formal. Watch and learn by doing. Same way I learned to spit, although Dad nearly derailed me there. We was walking from Oliver Ballroot's barn to the house for a lemonade break between unloading hay wagons when I puckered up and goobered a stringer down my miniature bib overalls. I'd been watching Oliver all day. He was a diminutive Norwegian and an accomplished spitter. Not big tobacco-y streamers, just frothy little pips. But he did it constantly, and the flex flew sharp and straight. Gosh, it was just the neatest thing. He could do it while talking, pitchforking, or backing up the tractor. I wasn't even in kindergarten yet, but I was trying to march beside my dad like a little haymaking man, and I guess I figured spitting would be the thing. When I gobbled on my bibs, Dad didn't even break stride. He just looked down and said, don't spit until you know how. Boy, that set up a conundrum. I guess I got around it. Later, when I lost my milk teeth, the new set came in with a pretty good gap. This helps with the aiming and has a rifling effect. Given a gift, you work with it. I can sit in the kitchen and knock a horsefly off your doorknob. Executed smartly, the farmer snort is a source of transcendent clarification. In short, it really lightens your head, and consequently, your day. Conversely, a misplayed snort can put a serious crimp in your karma. As with most things in life, your odds of success improve through focus and rehearsal. Determine your dominant nostril. Visualize success. Think through the snort. That sort of thing. I have encountered people who claim to be able to perform a hands-free double barrel farmer snort. I'm skeptical. And not about to hang around while they prove it. The first time I saw my wife farmer snort, I felt a renewed flush of affection. And I thought, now there is a woman who can endure.